And I first guy I congratulated on his performance was Chris Baker. You know, he helped shoot us back in as well as Eric. Eric hit a couple big threes and, you know, kept it close. You know, we were obviously undersized out there at the end, and but our kids continued to battle and play. And, you know, we played the foul game and thought we were sending the right guy there, and it worked. But we gave up, I think, an offensive rebound once or twice during that little spree. But, you know, it's a tough pill to swallow for as well as we've been playing. We just really never got into a good offensive rhythm flow. You know, our kids did play hard, and I thought Timmy Fitzgerald for them had a tremendous game. He's a kid that didn't play Tuesday night against Garden because he blew an ankle in Great Bend.
Yep.
Yeah, Saturday after. Yeah, we played Great Bend Friday. But, yeah, he acted like he's even favoring it. But, boy, he got his adrenaline flowing, and it was very special tonight.
You had struggles in the third quarter. It seems like almost reminiscent of what happened in the last game against Liberal. What allowed them to get out to that big start to be able to build up that lead to double digits?
Fitzgerald hit a couple shots there. Again, we didn't get much offensive flow. It was a physical game that it was officiated okay. That had nothing to do with it. But, they made shots. We didn't. I think we had a few turnovers during that stint. But, we got some pretty hurt kids right now. And, we've got to have a short memory. You know, I told them if we can do what we're capable of doing next week, and I really don't know a lot about some of these City League teams that are going to come in here. But, you know, we'll know plenty by the time we suit up on Thursday. And, we're in an opportunity to get to that state tournament, and getting there I think will probably erase what happened tonight, but I we just got to move forward. And